Today's message is called Dust, Sweep, and Wash. Dust, sweep, and wash. You know, every good house requires a little dusting and sweeping and washing. And you'll know that if you live somewhere, and even if your place is really good, no matter how good it is or how great it is, your house still requires a little bit of dusting, sweeping, and washing. You may not like to do it, but still there comes a time where you have to dust, sweep, and wash every once in a while. You know, maybe a little vacuuming. Sometimes you have to do the windows. And it doesn't make your house bad. Right? It doesn't make your house bad just because it requires a little bit of dusting and washing every once in a while, right? It doesn't change how your house is. It just means there's a little bit of something to do in there. And I'm saying that because I got a message for you today that's also about us. And we need that same kind of maintenance. God has delivered us out of the kingdom of darkness, and He has put us into the kingdom of God. He has taken us out of the dark and brought us into the light. He has filled us with His Spirit. We are filled with the Spirit of God now. We are now children of righteousness. We are the children of God. Say amen to that.
Amen.
We are the children of God. But still, even though we are the children of God, every once in a while, we require a little bit of dusting, sweeping, and washing too. It doesn't make us bad, though. It doesn't mean that we've gone bad. No, it just means a little bit of maintenance is required. We're still good. Why? Because we're still the righteous. We're still standing in the righteousness of God. We are still the children of God. What's the equivalent of dusting, sweeping, and washing for us? It's casting out, binding. Casting out, binding, and resisting. And that's what I'm talking about for you today. For your house. Your house requires the house of your body. In the spiritual sense, we can talk about that a house represents your spiritual life. I'm not talking about your physical life, you know, because you might be thinking, well, I need to do a cleanse. I need to cleanse the colon there. No, I'm not talking about that. Or not talking about you taking showers. I know you guys are good with that. Or, you know, washing your hair. I'm talking about spiritual cleansing. And in terms of spiritual cleansing, we need to cast out, bind, and resist. And I'm going to talk about this because this is part of the normal maintenance of a righteous person of God, standing in the light of God. It's something that's required, just like a good house, no matter how good that house is, it still requires a little bit of dusting, sweeping, and washing. And us, in our spiritual journey, require a little bit of cleansing as well on the spiritual level. So, this is one of the things we want to understand. Now, I need to talk a little bit to you about spirits and how spirits work, because we're talking about the spiritual life. And in the spiritual world, we have good spirits and we have bad spirits. Good spirits are with God. They have chosen to be in alignment with God and for God. Bad spirits, all that means is they have opposed themselves to God. They have said no to God. They don't want to do it God's way. They're going to do it their own way. And as a result, we look at this in another way. We can say there is good and evil. But what is evil? Evil is the absence of God. When God is absent, there is no good, because God is good. God is the light. God is light. So if you have removed yourself from God, now you are in that other state, which we call evil, which just means you're in the dark. You no longer have the light, because God is the light. If you have removed yourself from that, you see? So this is how we can think about it. So we have two separate parts. Now, the people of God, or the spirits of God, want to do good. They want to bring love, and they bring peace. Remember, every good thing comes from God. When God created the world, He created everything good. Everything that God created the way that He created it is good. Why? Because God is good. It's His very nature. He cannot create something any other way. If you have another thought in your mind that God has created something bad or done something bad in your life or done something bad to you or your friend, that's a misunderstanding. Because God cannot do anything bad, because He is only and solely and totally good. He is pure love, and love can only produce good things. So all the good things come from God. That's what God created in the beginning for us. That's what was there for us in the beginning, and that's what He is still pouring out for you. That is what He has laid up for you. That means every good thing is for you. That's why you're now, as children of God, being righteous, you are blessed. You are blessed and favored because the blessing of God is upon you. That means God is pouring out blessings so that you will have favor in your job, or you'll have favor when you walk into that shop. You'll have blessings pouring out of you, riches, prosperity, healing, all of this stuff, great relationships. Everybody seems to love you no matter where you go. It starts to just pour out of them that they love you. You don't know why, but you do know why. It's because of the blessing of God on your life. Every good thing comes from God. So we got to know that on the other side, and these other spirits that have removed themselves from God, the forces of darkness we can call them, or spirits of darkness is another way to say it, because they're not in the light, they're in the dark. For them, they're not about good, because they're the opposite of God. And what they try to put out is they put out fear. They're the ones that are projecting worry. They're the ones that are making you hurt, feel sick. They're spirits of hurt, and there are spirits of dissension. There are spirits of strife. There, you know, every single disease, every single problem that you have in your life, there is a spirit behind it. In the old days, used to have that saying, "I'm in bad spirits." You know, meaning I'm in a bad mood. But what it also means is you're with bad spirits. You know, those spirits of anger are with you. And so if we understand that there can be good spirits with you, but there's also these negative spirits or these bad spirits that are with you, and they can have an influence on you. And this is something you need to know, because we sometimes don't understand that. But if a spirit is in our space, we can pick up on their thoughts and their emotions. In fact, they can project their thoughts and their emotions into you. So now you begin to pick up on their thoughts and their emotions. That's all good if it's a spirit, if it's an angelic spirit, a spirit from God, because suddenly we're going to start feeling wonderful feelings of peace, and we're going to start feeling love, and we're going to have all this calmness going on in our lives, and we're going to feel so confident and strong, and we can do anything. It feels amazing. And the thoughts that we're going to have thoughts that I'm here to help people. You're going to start having positive thoughts of what you can do. I can do that. I can overcome this. Man, I can accomplish anything. You start having these kind of thoughts start to roll in your mind. But if you have those spirits of darkness in your presence, you start having emotions of worry, fear. You start having thoughts, "I'm not good enough. I can't do this. I can't get this done. This is too hard. I don't like these people." You know, these are the kind of thoughts that begin to come in. I want you to know right now that the origin of every sickness and every disease and every problem that is upon the earth originates in the spiritual world. Just like every good thing originates in the spiritual world. I've been talking to you about this over the last few weeks, that everything starts in the spiritual world. Now, God manifested and created from the invisible. He made what is visible, right? We've been talking about this. So he brought from the spiritual, and by his word, he spoke into existence the good creation that he created from the very beginning, from the foundation of the world. He made this. But then he gave people free choice. With their free choice, they had the option to choose God, stand in the light, be with God, live amazing life, or you could choose be on your own. Don't go with God. Separate yourself from the light. Do things your own way. Those spirits became spirits of darkness, the ones that chose that. It was their choice. God still gives us free choice. We've chosen to be of the light because we have chosen to have Jesus in our heart and to be righteous, to have the righteousness of God. We have chosen to be the children of God. So we are in that light. I want you to know that's where you are. I know that's where you are. That's what you've chosen. But still, even though there's a good house, there's times where these spirits of darkness come and begin to spread dust. They begin to make dirt in your house. They begin to, you know, and now it needs a little bit of washing, a little bit of sweeping, a little bit of dusting. You've got to get this out because you don't want to get to the point where you put up with this. You don't want to put up with fear and worries and thoughts of anger and upset at the neighbor. Oh, that guy's doing this. You don't want to let those thoughts take root in you because those thoughts are not of God. Every good thing is from God. These things are not of God. And that's something you got to be clear right now, because some people still misunderstand and think that God produces bad things, that God does bad things, that God caused this person to get hurt or this person to get sick. And that's completely and totally false. So clear that out of your mind right now. God can only do good. All right? God can only do good. Now, since we are the good and we are with God, we are the righteous, meaning we're in right standing with God, we still have these other spirits, though, that come in sometimes. They try to plant in us wrong thoughts, bad thoughts, and then as a result creates actions. Yeah, we feel defeated. We feel sick. We get sick. We get all kinds of conditions and diseases. You know, parts of our body suddenly are hurting and aching. And you're wondering, why is this aching? I don't remember doing anything with this shoulder, but man, it's hurting. What happened here? Must have slept funny. That stuff is all coming. It originates in the spiritual. Yes, as a result now of the spirit, then suddenly you start having physical symptoms. You start having psychological symptoms. But it originated in the spiritual. It was that spirit that started it. Now, what we can do, this is what I'm talking about today, our maintenance. We don't want to get to the point where we get complacent and we just sit with it. And I've seen people like this. I don't know if you've ever heard about that experiment. You can put a frog in a pot of water and you can slowly turn up the heat and begin to boil the water. And the frog won't even jump out. He'll just stay there and let himself get boiled. If you drop him into a pot of boiling water, he'll hop out because he sees it coming. He's like, oh my God. But it can sneak up on you so slow that you don't even notice. And you just start to put up with it. The same thing happens. These spirits that I'm talking about don't just suddenly jump on you, make it real obvious. They kind of sneak up kind of slow like, you know, kind of ease into it. And then if you start getting used to it, you start putting up with it. I don't want you to get like the frog. You've got to be aware and not put up with any of those things. Because why? Because those negative thoughts of worry and self-defeat, you know, those emotions of fear, that's not what God is giving you. That's not what God wants for you. That's what they're trying to put on you. But you don't have to put up with it. You need to get it off of you. I want you to make your mind up right now. I'm not going to put up with it. I'm not going to have it on. Let it put on me. I'm not going to have it on me. I'm going to get it off me. Say amen to that.
Amen.
I'm going to get it off me. Now, I want you to know something about these spirits. This is something that God was telling me. The spirits have the ability to affect us, but not the authority. The spirits have the ability to affect you, to put in these thoughts and these emotions when they're standing close to you, but they do not have the authority. That means they do not have the right. The minute you get delivered out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of God, they have no right to be putting this stuff on you. They have no right to be putting it on you. And now you get to have the authority. You have the authority over heaven and earth in Jesus' name. You've got the power over darkness and over the light. You get to control and command it in Jesus' name. You've got that power to use it. So now this is where we are standing right now, that we begin to use that power. What I'm saying is, we don't lay down. You begin to use that power. You begin to use it to throw off, to go in there and sweep out the house. You got to get that stuff out of there. Don't let it sit on you. It's time to get it out right now. It's time to begin to sweep that house, wash it clean, get the dust out. Your house is already still good. It's not affected by that stuff. But now if you get that out, now you can do more amazing things in Jesus' name. Now, good news, good news. Let me read this. Galatians chapter 3, verse 13, it says, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, having become a curse for us, for it is written, cursed is everyone who hangs on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come upon the Gentiles in Christ Jesus, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. So we've been redeemed from the curse. We're not under the things that are cursed. We are under the Spirit of God. We are under the blessing now. That's where we are. These spirits do not have authority over us. We have authority over them. It's time for us now to clean them out totally and completely. Now, let's look at this. Here's the good news. In 2 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 4, Paul writes, "For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God for pulling down strongholds." What's Paul saying there? He's saying we've got weapons. These aren't just carnal weapons. They're not physical weapons. Why? Because this is spiritual things I'm talking about. He's saying we've got things that we can do to get rid of these spirits, to pull down the strongholds. They've got no power over you. You can get rid of them. He's saying that. Look at that. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God for pulling down these strongholds. So we can get rid of it. And that's what we're going to do today. We're going to get rid of all that stuff. Now I want to start out by, what are we going to do? We're going to cast it. We're going to cast it out. We're going to bind it. We're going to resist it. We're going to cast it out, we're going to bind it, we're going to resist it. This is the way that we beat it. This is the way that we overcome this darkness, that it has no power over us, so that we can now release the power of the Spirit of God into our lives. See, the Spirit of God wants to work in you in amazing ways, and this stuff starts to try to come in to sabotage you. Well, you're not going to put up with it anymore. You're going to cast it out, you're going to bind it up, you're going to resist it so it can't affect you in any way, and then you're going to release the Spirit of God full force upon your life and upon this world, and watch out. See what happens. Say amen to that.
Amen.
Let's talk about casting out. Let's talk about casting out, because these are the things that you're going to do. Remember, this is what Jesus did. He's showing us this is what you've got to do. In Matthew chapter 8 and verse 16, it says, "When evening had come, they brought to him many who were demon-possessed, and he cast out the spirits with a word and healed all who were sick." You know what Jesus said? "The things that I do, you will do also in greater things than these." Jesus is casting out demons. You cast them out too.
Amen.
Say, "I cast them out."
I cast them out.
In Matthew 8 and 31, it says, "So the demons begged him, saying, 'If you cast us out, permit us to go away into the herd of swine.'" They're bargaining with him. So he cast them out. That's where they went. In Matthew 9 and 33, "And when the demon was cast out, the mute spoke, and the multitude marveled." So here's a man that was mute. Jesus casts out a demon. What happens? The man is healed. See, the root of it is this darkness. We got to get rid of it. Don't let it sit in your life. Don't let it sit in other people's life. You've got the authority over it.
Amen.
It's got no authority over you. This got to use this. Now here he says, here's what he's saying to you. "Heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out demons. Freely who you have received, freely give."
Amen.
That's you. That's what you're doing. You're going to cast out everything that tries to come against you. Every false thing, you're going to cast it out. You've got the power and authority to do this. By the Spirit of God, in the name of Jesus, you've got that ability. Now listen here. We're talking about thoughts. This is talking about casting down thoughts. And I read here in 2 Corinthians already, 2 Corinthians 10. Let me go to verse 5. Now let me start with verse 4. I like verse 4. We already read it a couple times. I'll read it again. "For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God for pulling down strongholds." Verse 5. "Casting down arguments and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God." Anything that tries to come against God, you cast it down. Anything that is not of God, you cast it down. "Bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ." This is your ability that you have. Any thought that tries to come in that's of fear or worry, you cast it down right now. Use the power of God. That is the force that God has given you and the authority has given you. Now you can sit in the pot like the frog and let the water continue to heat up. That's your choice, and you're going to get boiled to death. But God has given you weapons for casting out these mighty things. You can break down these strongholds. This is the power that He's given you. Say amen to that.
Amen.
Binding now. binding. It says here, so we're going to cast them out. Now we're going to bind them up. Here it says in Matthew 16, verse 19. This is Jesus speaking. "And I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven." You've got some serious power on your side. You have the ability to bind things up. What am I talking about? I'm talking about wrapping it up, chaining it up, tying it up. I'm talking about you restraining it, that it's got. When I'm talking about these spirits that are trying to make people sick, you can restrain them and bind them, and they've got no ability to move. You can bind them up, and if you bind them here on earth, they're going to be bound in heaven also. This is a power that God has given us. He wants us to use that. He is asking us. Jesus said he wants us to go out and cast out demons. He wants us to use them. Then now we're going to bind them up. That means if you notice anything coming on you, you bind it up. Use the power in Jesus' name and you bind it. You say, "I bind you." You just command it. "I bind you by the authority in Jesus' name that you cannot move and you have no power to affect me in any way. And I rebuke you. I cast you out." There you go. Now, on the same token, you can also loosen things. What would you want to be loosening? You want to loosen the Spirit of God. Set it loose. The kingdom of heaven is on the inside. I loosen the kingdom of heaven. The Spirit of God is on the inside. I loosen it. Let it go out. Let it go out. Free it. Free it to run free in your life. If you let the Spirit of God begin to run and move in your life, now you start to feel the power go. So you're binding up the stuff that's trying to control you, stop you, making you think the wrong thing, making you do the wrong thing. You're binding that up. At the same time, you're letting that go. Let that spirit move so it begins to change things. Say amen to that.
Amen.
Are you with me?
Yeah.
Now, just because we've got to do this doesn't mean that the house has gone bad. Right? The house is still good. It just needs a little bit of sweeping, a little bit of dusting, a little bit of washing. This is part of the spiritual maintenance of our journey with God so that we can function at the highest level. God wants us to be functioning at the highest level. He has given us weapons of warfare. Why did he give us that? Because he didn't want us to be unarmed. He didn't want us to be at the mercy. He gave us the authority and the power, and he gave us the things to do so that we could clean our spiritual house, so that we could now fully receive the blessing of God, which he is pouring out, and so that we could work the works of the kingdom, which is fulfilling the whole plan, which is bringing heaven on earth. To bring heaven on earth where people are healed, where there is no poverty, where everybody has a loving relationship, where love abounds much, where mercy is overflowing. For that to happen, we've got to loose the Spirit of God. At the same time, we've got to bind up the spirits of darkness and falsity. We've got to bind up the emotions that make hate, those thoughts of hatred. We've got to tie them up. We got the power to do. You got the power to do that. Say amen to that.
Amen.
Are you with me? Stay with me. Okay, so we cast them out, we bind them up, and we resist. Resist. It says here in James chapter 4 and verse 7, "Therefore, submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded." So James is telling us here, resist the devil. Now, I know you don't like to say that word, but that's a form of darkness that we talk about. James is mentioning it as the devil, but that's also a spirit of darkness. That's somebody who is not in the light of God. Not in the light of God, you're in the darkness. Just like good versus evil. Evil is the absence of God. That's what this spirit is about right here. Don't be afraid of what the word is, devil. Just means the absence of God. God is not present there. There is no good thing there because God is not there. That's what it is. But how do we do it? We resist. He says resist. Now, this is interesting because how do you resist? How do you resist? I got an answer. I got an answer for you. We can look and see how did Jesus do this. Now, Jesus, after he was baptized by John the Baptist, he came up out of the water. And the Spirit of God comes down upon him like a dove and enters him. And now the Spirit of God leads him out into the wilderness. And out there in the wilderness, he's fasting for 40 days and 40 nights. He's out there fasting in the wilderness. After he's really hungry, something happens. Here's what happens. Now that he's hungry, and we'll take a look at this. This is Matthew chapter 4. It says, "Then Jesus was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights afterward, he was hungry. Now, when the tempter came to him, he said, 'If you are the Son of God, command these stones to become bread.' But he answered and said, 'It is written.'" Here's what Jesus said. It is written. That's an important part. You might want to write that down. It is written. Where is it written? In the Bible. It's written. Notice how he's resisting the temptation that's coming upon him. He is calling on the Word of God. I've been giving you guys verses. Why am I giving you verses? Because, man, they come in handy. When you know that you're more than a conqueror, it comes in handy when the voice of "you're going to be defeated" tries to come in. You're going, uh-oh, no, wait a minute. I'm more than a conqueror, it says in the Word of God. It is written. And now suddenly you've got power to resist. This is exactly what Jesus does. He says, "It is written." And now he says, "Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God." Say amen to that. Amen. So he resists by using the Word of God. That is the power to resist the darkness. Why? Because the Word of God is truth. The truth of God. And truth spiritually is seen as light. And we're resisting darkness. So we use the Word of God, truth, and that stops anything of darkness from having an effect on us. That's why we've been putting in those scriptures. And that's why when we've been calling them to memory in the midst of troubling times, they strengthen us. We suddenly feel better. We're like, wow, I love having that verse there. That's good to know. So we keep doing that because that's how we resist. Here he does it again. If I jump down here, the devil goes on to try to tempt him again. "Then the devil took him up into the holy city, set him on a pinnacle of the temple, and said to him, 'If you're the Son of God, throw yourself down, for it is written.'" Now he's trying to use the Bible against him now. So the devil's saying, "It is written. 'He shall give his angels charge over you, and in their hands they shall bear you up, lest you dash your foot against a stone.' And Jesus said to him, 'It is written again.'" He says, "It's written, 'You shall not tempt the Lord your God.'" So again, he uses to resist evil or darkness, he is using the Word of God. Man, it's like an ironclad stamp or punch in the face. It will stop the darkness. And it strengthens you at the same time. He says, "You shall not tempt the Lord your God." Again, the devil took him up on an exceeding high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their glory. And he said to them, "All these things I will give you if you will fall down and worship me." What's Jesus say? "Then Jesus said to him, 'Away with you, Satan, for it is written.'" Again, he calls on the power of the Word of God, which is the truth, which is the light, which is his shield to block and stop anything. This is how you resist. This is why you need to be reading those scriptures, meditating on that word. This is why you have to have revelation come up. Now, when everything's all rosy and happy and you're feeling good and you're flowing along, it's, you know, you don't think you need it. But man, when suddenly there's some sort of challenge come up against you, you need to call upon that word so that it can come out like strength and power and stop. And so this is what he says. It is written, you shall worship the Lord your God, and him only you shall serve. Then the devil left him. Why did he leave? Because he resisted. See, he resisted three times. Spiritually, three represents all. Completion. 3 days, Jesus was in the tomb. 3 days, Jonah was in the belly of the whale. Three, all, the completion of that cycle. So here, we see that he resists three times. He means he totally resists him. That's it. He has conquered it. There's no more. Same for you. You can resist the same way. You use the word of God. Let's talk about a little bit more about how that word works. In Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12, listen to this. For the word of God is living and powerful and sharper than a two-edged sword, piercing even the division of the soul and the spirit, and of joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. The word of God does all that. The word of God is sharper than a two-edged sword, and it is dividing in you. The word of God is coming in and slicing. It's like a meat slicer. It's slicing away all the things that are not of God. It's cutting them out. It's releasing them. It's removing them so that you're being purified more and more and more. The truth is coming in from God. It is slicing between even spirit and soul. So even within your spirit and soul, there is a division happening by the word of God. It is piercing in there and separating that which is not of God. It is removing and it's finding what's in the heart. It's saying that, let me go back to that again. It's a discerner of thoughts and intents of the heart. So that word goes in there and it starts to purify by that sharpness that it has. It starts to slice out the thoughts that are not the thoughts of God. Remember, everything good comes from God. All the thoughts that God has are good. All the emotions that God is sending is good. He wants you to experience love and peace. He wants you to experience joy. He wants you to experience comfort and confidence. These are the things of God. Anything that is not good, that is not God. And the word of God is going to go into those thoughts and slice it out. The word of God is going to go into the heart. It's a discerner of that, of the intent of the heart. It's going to go in there and slice out the things that are not of God. Why? So that we get to the point where what we are experiencing, because remember, we are in the kingdom of God now, we start to experience that pure love and joy. All the thoughts that we have are powerful and confident. We start to have spiritual thoughts, thoughts of the kingdom of God and where we're going. So how do we get to that point? We do these things that I'm talking about. You're still a good house. You're spiritually still a good house, but we got some maintenance to do. And our maintenance of dusting and sweeping and washing is to go through and do these things where we cast out, we bind, and we resist. Start to notice the things that are not good in your life. Don't attribute them to God, because a lot of people, you will hear them say, well, it must have been the will of God that that guy got sick and died. It's not. God doesn't have any will of anything that is evil or sick or dark. He only has good for you. And that's what we've got to get clear in our mind. And once we understand that, now we let the word of God go in there and start to slice away everything that is not of the light, that is not of peace, that is not of love, that is not of God. It's cut out of us totally and completely so that we can stand strong. Now, the Spirit of God can begin to be loosed in a more powerful way to bring healing upon those. Why have we been seeing healings at Golden Heart? Why have we been seeing miracles, signs, and wonders all the time? Because we're doing the exact same thing. We're casting out, we're binding, and we're resisting every force of darkness. And at the same time, we are loosening the Spirit of God with an intention of healing, changing, transforming, bringing heaven on earth. And we're seeing it happen. Say amen to that. Amen.